Sam Mozart Reed fingered his scarred cheek as he drove his old, battered truck toward Big Bear Lake. He'd only told his friend and Navy SEAL teammate Cookie where he was going. It wasn't as if he was keeping it a secret from the rest of the team, but he'd been on so many of these leads in the past, he'd learned to keep them close to his chest in case it turned out to be nothing. The good part about being on such a close-knit team was that Mozart knew if he asked for help, all five of his friends would drop whatever it was they were doing to come and assist him. Hell, they probably already had a very good idea of where he was. And this could very well be a wild goose chase, just as most of the other leads Mozart had recently followed up on. But he couldn't blow it off. He'd spend every spare minute he had on any lead, no matter how crazy, because it might, just might, lead him to Ben Hurst. Mozart had been 15 years old when his little sister Avery was kidnapped. His entire neighborhood in their small town in California had acted quickly, and search parties were set up. It had been an excruciating long 17 days. Every day had been full of searches and television appearances. His parents had begged and pleaded with whomever had taken Avery to bring her back. In the end, it had been a couple hiking in the woods 200 miles away that found Avery's body. They'd been on a scavenger hunt and had almost tripped over her remains, naked and dumped in the dense forest as if she was trash. Mozart would never forget the day his parents had heard the news. He'd never seen his dad cry before, but that day, he'd bawled. His little baby girl had been violated and murdered. It wasn't something a 15-year-old boy could ever forget. His parents were never the same after that and divorced, as many parents of missing and murdered children did, because of the strain. Mozart's dad had passed away a few years later, and his mom remarried a man with a ton of money. He didn't see her much anymore. She was too busy gallivanting around the world, trying to forget she ever had a daughter, and definitely not caring her only son was still alive. The cops had never found the person who'd killed his sister. They were pretty sure they knew who'd done it, though. A drifter named Ben Hurst had been traced to their area at the same time Avery had been nabbed. Hurst was a survivalist-type guy who was just as comfortable living off the land as he was living in the middle of a big city. He was big, about 6 feet tall, and weighed about 250 pounds. It would have been easy for him to overpower Avery, hell, any child. Hurst was a nasty man who'd spent time in jail for molesting children and for assaulting several different people, and showed no sign of rehabilitation after each of his stints behind bars. It wasn't a stretch to believe Hurst had seen Avery walking home from school and snatched her right off the street. The problem was, cops couldn't prove it. Hurst never cooperated with the investigation, of course, and as the years went by, other cases took precedence for the police department. Mozart would never stop searching, however. He'd taken one look at the face on the booking photo he'd seen and memorized it. Mozart vowed to avenge Avery one way or another, and he'd made it his goal in life to catch Ben Hurst and make him pay. Mozart had joined the Navy right out of high school with the specific goal of becoming a Navy SEAL. All his life he'd watched movies and TV shows about the SEALs. They were the best of the best and the toughest men he'd ever seen. Mozart knew that was what he needed to become if he was going to catch Hurst and make him pay for what he'd done to his baby sister. His dad might not be alive to see justice served, and Mozart had no idea if his mom would even care anymore. But he couldn't let it go. Mozart had stood next to his sister's tiny little coffin and swore to her that he'd never rest until her killer was behind bars or dead. Even as a teenager, Mozart hadn't backed away from the thought of being the one to kill whomever had murdered Avery. He'd spent the past 19 years trying to fulfill that promise. It was hardwired into him now. Nothing and no one would prevent him from following through.